Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Come on, dude, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
You ready?
Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah, come on.
Are you ready?
You
can tell I'm ready. You know I'm always ready.
Mondays are your day.
Adrian, you ready?
Let's get
come
it.
Come on, dog.
Let's get it, baby.
Come on, let's get after this. We've got a big week.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not kidding you. We got a big week. Justice for Reba has already exploded across the internet. We're going to start handing out shirts tomorrow from 11 to 1. And yeah, we had to make a choice. We had to make a choice because we can't be everywhere and we can't be everywhere all at once. I realize that's an Oscar-winning movie. Stop it. By the way, did you ever see that movie, Quick Sidebar?
No.
Weird. It's a weird movie. But cool. I get why it won Oscars.
What movie is it?
Everywhere All at Once. Everything, whoa. Everything, Everywhere, Everything, Everywhere, Everything, all whatever it is.
No, I didn't.
The A24 joint. Right? A24, whatever, that they made it a couple years ago.
Oh, you're getting way too deep for me.
Got you.
A24.
Like the people who make the fancy movies that are like kind of weird, but they're always like highly acclaimed. I think that's what it is.
Sure. No, I'll go along with it. Yes.
Fair enough. I didn't see it.
I'll say yes. So, but that's how it feels like for us. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Tomorrow, Centennial Hills, the one on Centennial Center, not far from Centennial Toyota. You can actually see the Terribles. Off the two where the 215 and the 95 come together.
Right.
It's basically right underneath there.
Yeah, what'd you say? It's by like a Home Depot.
All of that.
It's really easy to see.
All that stuff. Mm-hmm. That side of the freeway. That side of the now I'm trying to do directions. The southwest side of where the 95 and the 215 come together. But you know, if you're in Centennial Hills, you know the big Terribles. Go there.
Yeah.
Tomorrow from 11 to 1. We had to choose. Why can't you do it later on at night? Well, because we got stuff to do, too.
So just come by and get your free shirt. They're so cute, by the way. They come in multiple colors. You can see them on our social media. Our social media went crazy for our posts, by the way.
The big deal with this is that we're trying to keep the story going. There's a $50,000 reward. I really believe in my heart that we're getting closer to maybe some sort of arrest, maybe some sort of prosecution. As weird as this may seem, there might still be somebody out there who hasn't heard of this yet, and that's our whole point.
Yeah.
So we want to get these T-shirts out. We want to get flyers out. We'll talk more about it at 7 o'clock, but we'll be Centennial Hills tomorrow, Wednesday. Wednesday is Green Valley.
I wrote it down. Uh-huh.
Wednesday's Green Valley. It's on the sheet. Thursday, East Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard. Friday, if there's still shirts remaining, Blue Diamond and Durango will be at Terribles every day from 11 to 1.
Yeah.
Okay. And if nothing else, we'd like to see you.
Yeah. Just come out and say hello.
Also today... What, it's nuts. Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch going for win number 5, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Here we go.
Just after 7 o'clock. We've got amazing prizes this week. This is going to be... Dude, it's almost Labor Day weekend. Are you kidding me? I love Memorial Day weekend. Labor Day weekend's a close second. Thank you for starting it all off with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, first pick today is what we do every Monday. What is the absolute best part of your weekend at 702-364-9898. Steven Sanchez is coming to town. You're like, ooh, wait a minute, what? Nice. Date night, Steven Sanchez, Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms, Tuesday, September 10th. Would you like to go for free? Be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. If you had to nail it down, Michaela Gordon, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, it was a good weekend, but I think Lisa and I, my fiance, taking our motorcycle out and getting to ride around a little bit. The weather was so beautiful. It was the first time we really got to ride since we bought the bike, and it was a blast.
You together on the bike?
Yeah, She drove and I sat behind her and then I drove.
She
sat behind
drove.
Me. We both got our motorcycle license at the same time. And so when we got the bike, we were like, okay, we'll just ride together on the one bike. And we've been vibing out.
Do you have two bikes?
No, we have her. We have the bike that I bought. Yeah. And I think that's enough.
For now.
For
exactly.
Right now. Uh-huh.
Who's the better driver, you or her?
I think Lisa, probably. Lisa's just a better driver overall.
Are you just saying that because we're on the radio and you really don't mean it?
No.
But you know
no,
that for
I mean
to,
it.
To for things to remain harmonious at home, you have to say
no. No, Lisa's the better driver. Lisa's the better driver in general. I will say though, with the motorcycle, you cannot mess around, including me, so I
no,
really
God,
focus
no.
and I really pay attention. So I feel like we might tie on the motorcycle driving.
If I were Well, that's very beauty queen of you.
Why
we
do
tie on the drive. No.
We're both
no,
focusing.
There's no tie. If I were to perform a close physical examination of both of your rib cages and what do you call this here? I call
midriff?
No, that's not midriff. On me it's muffin top.
Yeah.
On me it's muffin top. Who is more likely to have fingernail gouges in their muffin top today?
Oh, Lisa,
not
for
that,
sure. And they're my fingernails.
Okay.
Through the gloves.
So then you were the more that was the better question. Who was the more terrified passenger? Not who's the better driver. Who was the more terrified passenger?
Yeah, no, that would be me because I'm a control freak.
Understood.
Not because she's not great.
Perfect. 702-364-9898. Hit us up right now.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
How about some Monday morning good feeling stories of the day? Girl in Pennsylvania just took on the man and won.
How?
In the small town of Kerwinsville, near, you know where they do the on Groundhog Day? Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
It's this Kerwinsville is close to that. And I didn't know this until just now. That's about 100 miles northeast of Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
And those weirdos said that they might ban people from having roosters because they're too loud.
Well, they are
now,
pretty loud.
Little 9-year-old Lily Mione has a pet rooster that she loves named Mr. Mohawk. Okay? And first of all, if you're 100 miles from the nearest big city, if you can't have roosters there, then where the heck?
Make that point.
You know what
Good
I mean?
Good point, Chet.
Like, stop it. So Lily loves Mr. Mohawk. I just, you know?
Yeah, she
wanna have
great
to get,
name.
So she went to the town council meeting. This is like, remember the
God.
Old movie Footloose? Remember
yeah.
where they go and they do, and the guy makes the big speech about there's a time to dance and all that kind
uh-huh.
of stuff. Yeah, sure. So her argument, little 9-year-old Lily, and I'm so mad that we don't have audio of this.
Uh-huh.
she went in and argued that people let their dogs stay outside and bark all day, and they're just as loud. So are we going to get rid of dogs too?
Lily Meoni is a genius.
And she's only 9 years old.
Wow, good for her.
They have not made their final decision yet, the town council. However, they were very impressed with Lily's speech. And honestly, she ran circles around them with her logic. So they announced that no matter what they do, Mr. Mohawk is in the clear and he will be grandfathered in.
Oh, good for her.
He's already there, but no future roosters. You know, if they decide
of course.
To rule. But that's sticky. And she brought up a good point. You know,
oh, my God, a great point.
Okay. A minute ago, you heard this.
We got in the car. The GPS said 56 minutes. One contraction later, he had pulled over to the side of the road. I was already holding her head.
Her name is Rebecca. The dad's name is Danya, or Danya, perhaps. The baby's fine. Mom's great. They were an hour away, as you heard. And they, you know, he called her an absolute legend. Here's the problem. They were, you know, the head and the hands and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Somehow in the delivery, and I'm not sure how this happens, but okay, his wedding ring came off.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
So they get to the hospital. You know, and for everything, they get that taken care of.
Yeah.
Again, we've mentioned how that is also not the cleanest of, you know what I mean? It's a bit messy.
Of course.
That type of thing. So they got that taken care of.
Yeah, they're breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Didn't find the ring.
Uh-huh.
So they actually went back to the side of the highway in the spot where they were at with a metal detector, found the wedding ring
in the grass.
So...
That's amazing.
Yeah, it all ends up great. And yeah, it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Cat Show. 98.5
KLUC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, welcome to Monday. What a huge win for the Aces yesterday. Playing with their food in Chicago. It's a team that ordinarily, although they've given us fits this year a little bit.
Yeah.
Chicago has. But Asia Wilson with the layup with 1.1 left. One thing that nobody's talking about, Kelsey Plum with a screen. That screen was illegal, says all the Chicago fans. No, it's only illegal if the ref calls it. And you know? And it's not like nobody else wouldn't do the same thing.
Of course.
That Kels did. But she took out two Chicago Sky defenders to free up Asia. And the best point guard on the planet, Chelsea Gray, dropping a dime right into Asia's hands.
Wow.
You know, and then Asia did the work.
Best player in the world, man.
Best player on the planet. That got a little traction. I'm the public address announcer for the Aces.
Yeah.
And when we introduced the starters the other night, the last couple of games, I have introduced Asia. They let me do whatever I want. So I went to our chief operating officer, my buddy Matt, and I said, look, I'm going to start introducing Asia as the best player on the planet. And he looked at me and he goes, you're not lying. And I went, okay.
Yeah, just facts.
All right, it's just facts. Facts don't have feelings. Don't get your feelings hurt. So best player on the planet. It's gotten a little attention, more than a little attention. I've reposted some of the good stuff. Maybe I should start reposting some of the bad. Here's the thing. I'm not fueling that fire. That's what they want. They want you to react. People who say mean things to you. A, are frustrated, cool, do your thing, whatever. Or B, they want your attention. I will give them neither.
Sure. Good.
What?
Straight
why
like
you,
that?
Why are you making Popeye face at me?
Oh, no. I'm just, no. That's not that.
You're just squinting.
Just straight like that.
You guys just squinting? You got pink eye?
I got a little sty I'm dealing with.
Oh, no.
I do too.
What is this party?
What have you two been doing without me?
Not
making out.
Uh-huh.
Making out, sharing a pillow.
Hey, I'm open to that. Good for you guys. No judgment.
My mom used to say it was because the dog rubbed his butt on your pillow.
My grandma used to say that too.
The same thing.
My mom used to.
Yeah, my grandma did too.
Lindsay from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. Can you confirm or deny that that's what gives you pink eye? Never mind. You don't have to answer that. Don't feel like you have to answer that. We're fired up and ready to go for Justice for Reba. Our first T-shirt stop. Tomorrow at the Terrible's Centennial Center. I think that is there more to that address? It's just Centennial.
6030 Centennial Center is the exact address.
Throw it into your GPS.
Super easy.
We'll be there from 11 to 1.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you better come because people have been blowing up our DMs. They want a support. They want a shirt. They're going to be gone pretty fast.
So here's what's funny. Because we were like, okay, well, if we run out, then we'll be done with this. Lindsay said, nope, we're going to double down on this. So is your shipment of shirts going to get here in time?
My shipment gets here tomorrow. So we'll have the tomorrow ones, and so we'll still have them.
So here's the thing. It's only 250 shirts total. So don't be like, oh, well, I can just, you know, be lazy and show up whenever I want. Here's the deal. Tuesday, Centennial Hills. Wednesday, Green Valley, mm-hmm. Stephanie and Paseo Verde. Thursday, Eastside, Sunrise Manor. More or less, we wanted to get Sunrise Manor-ish because they are
the city of champions,
as you'll find out on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown in just a moment. East Lake Meadon and Las Vegas Boulevard at the Terrible's there. And then if there's anything left, Friday, Blue Diamond and Durango. Mm-hmm. 11 to 1 each day, all four corners of the valley hit. I may or may not have done secret meetings with some Summerlin South folks Friday afternoon, which you can see on my socials. We're ready to go. Lindsay, what else? She's going to hang up now because she doesn't care.
Yeah. She said, I got the shirts. We're good.
Yeah, fine. 10,000 flyers from what I've been told.
Oof.
10,000 flyers. So the idea is you'll get your Justice for Reba shirt, and then hopefully you'll take some flyers and you'll spread them around so we can just keep this story going. Do not forget. There's $50,000 for the person that gives the information that turns this person in, who did that, who put Reba in the tub and left her by the store. And we hear that there's a new video.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, Metro said they've got a new video.
Wow.
So they're looking closely. I will tell you, I truly believe this is where we're at. It's one of those situations, one of my favorite movies on the planet, Law Abiding Citizen. We should get this. We got to get this clip. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove in court. That's what he says.
Yeah.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove in court. And I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Why you got to hang up on people? Lindsay? Man, okay.
She's gone silent.
You know what? I didn't want to talk to you either. It's fine. I didn't want to talk to you either. It's fine. Vegas Pet Rescue Project. Check out their stuff online or go to 985KLUC for all the details.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
You hear it every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Days from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLUC.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Michaela was very deep in thought, getting ready for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and I get all that.
Yeah.
I just sense that there may be a little extra on it, and it's Monday, and all of those things.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in our world, all of this. So I said to Michaela, I said, what can I provide you with? What do you need? What can I help? Whatever I can do.
Uh-huh.
And she was just kind of like, yeah, shut up.
No, I said, give me a little puppy.
No, I offered puppy. So no, all this is the way it went. I'm going, can I give you, what do you need? What can I get? And she's like, stop talking to me. Please leave me alone. Just stop leaving.
No, I wasn't.
And then finally I said, because I tried to get her attention, I said, can I bring you a little puppy? can I bring you a puppy? And she perked up. Her eyes brightened. The sun rose in the eastern sky.
Bring it to me. But also, this is Lisa, my fiance, just texted me. Good morning. I'm up listening. The first thing she tunes into, Chet's getting us a puppy. She's going
to
kill me.
No, you don't get to keep the puppy.
Oh, good. I just get to pet the
puppy. No, you don't get to keep the puppy. I just listen. Anybody who's in the neighborhood, true story.
Bring your puppy by.
Hang on. I'm being serious now. I want to make this very clear. Anybody who's in the neighborhood of Tanea and Warm Springs who is willing to bring their puppy by for Pets and Boops.
Yes.
Monday morning Pets and Boops.
Yeah.
Michaela needs a lift.
Yeah.
I'd like to provide, or I'd like you to provide.
Yes.
Pets and Boops.
Mm-hmm.
So the next person, honestly, any of you, bring your dogs.
Please.
Bring them now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll trade Pets and Boops for... Justice for Reba Shoes.
Yes, please.
Right now. So come to the back door, 7255 South Tanea Way.
Wait a minute.
Suite 100.
Just leave the puppy.
Before 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave the puppy.
All right, take the puppy back.
You need to understand you have a responsibility here as
All right.
a professional broadcaster.
I hear that. Talking about Frito Paws is not the thing that I should be talking about.
Bring the Frito Paws.
Oh, yeah.
Just a...
Yeah.
Okay, so we need Pets, Boops, and Frito Paws. And we'll trade Justice for Reba shirts after Michaela's hooked up. Okay, now what would really be funny is if we just gave Michaela a box of shirts and sent her out the back door just to stand out there.
Waiting for the puppy.
Okay, waiting for the puppies. Probably not going to do that, but we will. I can see the back door from here, so we'll keep an eye out for your. We'll keep an eye out for your dog. I'm not even worried about your car. I'm worried, but yeah. So Pets, Boops, Frito Paws, Justice for Reba shirts.
Heaven,
good. Have I not proven that I will give you whatever you want?
Yeah, that was so nice. Perfect pick me up.
What else? You need Starbies. And by the way, I would never say Starbies ever in my life unless I really meant that. Do you need a PSL? Is that what the deal?
A PSL.
What can I do?
A PSL. I could use a PSL.
So PSLs and puppies.
Oh, God.
God, we should all be treated so well.
I
my
know.
My God. Spoiled.
Also, could I sound any more basic? But I love it. I love it.
That's awesome. Michaela's hometown throwdown, Tara Crowley from Silverado Ranch, going for win number 5. And don't say anything about it. A coveted Michaela's hometown throwdown undefeated championship belt. Yeah, I know. I know.
Uh-huh.
Today. No, I promise. Today.
Uh-huh.
I'm ordering them today.
We got a better chance of seeing that puppy, Chet.
He's making Popeye he's making Popeye face at me in the other room.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's like, making see.
He doesn't believe it.
He has an excuse. We both have something in our eye this morning, but he's using it as an excuse. Just give me squinty eye. Just give me squint face in there. 702-364-9898 if you'd like to try to take down the champ. We've got tickets for Metro Boomin and Future at T-Mobile Friday night to kick off Labor Day weekend. All you have to do is be caller number 20. In fact, you know what? Caller number 25 right now, win or lose, we'll give you the tickets.
Cool.
How about that?
Yes.
Win or lose. Metro Boomin and Future tickets for you. 702-364-9898 right now. Good luck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, it's Michaela's hometown throwdown. The champ going for win number 5. Did you have a little case of the Sunday scaries last night?
Did I?
Yeah, Tara Crowley from Silverado Ranch.
No, should I have?
No, I just wondered if you were nervous going into this.
I am.
Nah.
I was
excited for you last night.
Well, thank you.
I was thinking about it last night. I'm fired up. You guys too?
No? I'm ready. I've been ready. I thought of Tara all night while I was making this.
I'd love
questions.
To see a champion being born. So let's see what happens.
If I'm the only one that cares, then that's fine. I'll die on that hill. I'm glad to do it. It's
no
fine.
Way.
Who's our challenger?
We got Jackie Orozco from Northtown.
That literally was the epitome of a fat thumb. Right there, that was the epitome of a fat thumb. And I'm sorry, you were saying?
Oh, we got Jackie Orozco from Northtown.
Hey.
Michaela!
Adrian, where were you?
Sorry.
I said it.
What up, Jackie Orozco? How are you?
I'm good. You guys are very, staticky.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to tell you. That sounds like a you problem. That sounds like Jackie got a cheap phone.
Oh, no. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I think you're probably also hearing Tara's. Oh, are we already making excuses for why you're going to lose here? Is that what's happening right now? Jackie, you've been around this show a long time. Is that why you, already you're starting off and you're going, well, I can't hear so good. That's why I'm going to lose?
No, I was so ready for this, but I don't know why you guys are so sloppy.
Was she way off in the distance for you, too?
She is now, but when she called originally, she was fine. 4K, clear.
Yeah, I was in a...
That's her phone.
Yeah, that's her. That's all.
That's
her
phone. Sounds like somebody's windows down.
Well, here, watch this. See, did it go away?
Oh, that's way better.
Sure, it's Tara's loud car. It's part of what she does to gain a competitive advantage. She's not dumb. That's why she's the champ.
Her strategy.
Yeah, it's gamesmanship.
I respect it.
See, and Tara just made it get quieter. You just see it just got quieter because she knew she's busted now, right?
Oh.
This is great. The drama. Buzz in with your name. First one to three is the winner. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This actor, best known for his dancing abilities, says he will be horrified when his daughter sees him in films like Magic Mike.
Tara.
Tara, the answer is?
Channing Tatum.
Sorry, guys. I can't even hear you.
Are you bailing out? Are you tapping out, Jackie Orozco?
I am not tapping. But you are so choppy. I wasn't even able to hear Michaela's question.
Oh, no. What do we do?
We keep trying. Listen, Jackie, no more complaining, all right?
All right. this pop star.
I honestly don't know what to do other than just stay at it. Are you trying to pick up the phone while she's on the phone with us? I don't know what Adrian's doing.
All right, should I read the question?
Okay.
I'll read a new
question.
Who's
getting out of their car now?
I'm sorry, it's one of my kids. It's me. Hang on. Musical chairs. All right, we're good now. We're good.
Listen, it's real life.
Just waiting for the chaos to clear. What are you doing in the other room?
I have a backup competitor set up, but she also doesn't know what part of town she's from.
Yeah, it's fine. So. Let's not try too hard.
All right.
I think maybe we're trying too hard. We'll just let it happen. It'll be fine. So, Jackie, does this meet your approval now? Or are we okay here?
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, boy.
She's trying her best.
That's the best. Okay.
This pop star.
No, hold up. Hold up. Jackie, we're going to give you the Metro Boomin passes out. I'll bet you heard that, didn't you? Betty heard, man.
I heard this pop star, and I'm just going to go with Justin Bieber because he just had a baby.
I bet you. We're tied at one.
Oh my
God. I'm just kidding. Here's what we're going to do. Jackie, just because you're a longtime listener, a longtime P1 of this show, and we promised future and Metro Boomin passes, we're going to honor that commitment. You get your passes. Okay?
Thank you, guys. I was so looking forward to this, too, because I listen literally every day.
No, we know that.
Jackie.
We know that. So I'm giving you tickets. Tara? We're going to put you on ice. We're going to put you on ice. You got to wait until tomorrow to defend your title and go for win number 5.
Ooh.
Okay?
All right.
I think that's fair to everybody, and especially to everyone else who's been sitting there listening through this whole nightmare of a Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Once again, tomorrow we will be at Centennial Center at the Terribles. What'd you say,
6030 Centennial Center.
And we will be there with Justice for Reba shirts. We will be there with Justice for Reba flyers, and we would love to get those to you for free so you can help us spread the word on everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Chet, is my sty and my physical ailment, despite me still being at work, kind of distracting you, sir?
I know. The two of you have been sharing lovey eyes all morning.
Well played. Well played, dude. No, because I look over and it makes you smile. His left eye is squinty today. So is mine, though, which is weird. And Michaela said, what'd you guys do this week? And I said, besides make out.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's okay.
Don't you worry about what we do in our off hours.
Let me just go ahead and mind my own business. I'm sorry.
Listen, Michaela, you and I share everything, but we ain't sharing that.
We ain't sharing a sty, baby.
Yeah, I just go, I don't know, I like it. I really like it.
I just want you to know that from my perspective, I'm watching you and Adrian look at each other through this glass, and then you just start to giggle. Yeah. I've never seen this yet while I've been on the show. I'm into it.
It's Halloween season, Chet. I'll go to Spirit, I'll get an eye patch, I'll complete it for tomorrow, all week. I got you, brother.
Oh, he's a pirate.
I'm not even entirely sure what that means, but I like it. I love that. Let's do a 177-second survey right now, shall we? Count them, four tickets. Take the whole crew. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, the Glow Party at Orleans Arena, Sunday, September 8th. Somebody's going to get upgraded backstage VIP experience with the drivers, with the swag, with the whole deal. 702-364-9898 right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
It'll be Lynn Lyle from the east side.
That one right there. Where on the east side, Lynn? What are your cross streets?
Boulder Highway and Nellis by Sam's Town.
Right on. Yeah, we won't be far from there on, assuming we still have shirts left,
mm-hmm.
on Thursday. We won't be too far from there. East Lake Mead in Las Vegas Boulevard at the Terribles Thursday from 11 to 1 if you want to come and get free Justice for Reba shirts. So.
All right. Thanks.
If you're available. I'm just saying. Check your calendar. See if you can fit us in.
Okay.
All right. Good.
We'll do that.
In the meantime, your 177-second survey starts right now. What was, and be specific, please, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, had the family over, drinking, playing cornhole, kids jumping on trampoline, barbecuing.
It was the weather
beautiful.
Was so
it was beautiful.
Good.
The best.
So good.
You beautiful. Don't know this, Lynn, but I played a game of cornhole with Chet Buchanan, and he's actually very good at cornhole.
Oh, when we did the barbecue thing.
Yeah.
I was like, what are
I
you?
I think I have a video, actually. It was pretty good.
I was like, what kind of story is she making up right now? Because I'm like, oh, that's very kind of you, but I'm like, oh.
Good.
No. This weekend, can I tell you something? And it was kind of a tie. Asia making the last second layup. That was really good. My wife and I hung out on the couch. So it's kind of a three-way tie. My wife and I hung out on the couch, watched a movie, which we never get to do, which was really nice. She made popcorn. It was delicious.
Love.
Amazing. This dude named Jim, my buddies and I got cheap golf on Saturday at a really nice place.
Uh-huh.
So that's a win in and of itself. Jim, they got a guy who tells you when it's time for you to go. Okay? Mm-hmm. And Jim is that guy. And he goes, I know you. And that happens sometimes because, you know, you do anything long enough in one place.
Celeb.
He'd been, yeah. He'd been watching the Raider game the night before and saw our commercial. And he goes, I just saw you on TV last night. And it was really cool. And he was super excited about it. And he was like, can't wait for Toy Drive. What'd you say? It's like 100 days, right?
Oh, man.
And it actually
awesome.
Is 101 days. So, Jim, God bless you and thank you. Thank you for being the best part of my weekend. I have to ask you about this, Lyle. Or Lynn. Lynn Lyle. Lyle Lynn.
Lynn Lyle. Lynn Lyle.
Do you have pineapple on your pizza? Are you okay with pineapple on your pizza?
No, I don't want pineapple on my pizza.
Michaela just made bleh face.
That's right. Say it again, sister. No way. It's weird.
No pineapple.
Pineapple, Adrian?
No, thank you.
I'm a pineapple guy.
Are you?
Sure.
Are you pineapple ham guy?
Spicy Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
Oh, spicy.
Coming out of Sweden, banana on pizza.
Oh.
They call it tropical. Just throw up in your mouth a little bit. Sorry, Lynn.
Yeah, no, I'll pass.
Sorry, Lynn.
Pass on bananas.
They call it a Tropicana pizza. Curry, pineapple, banana, smoked ham. They say it's the number one pizza in Sweden. Would you even be willing to try it, Michaela?
I would try it, but the idea of banana, curry, and pizza makes my stomach roll.
I think
Thank
I'd
you.
Like that. Adrian, could you even...
No.
Not even one bite.
Nope.
Nothing.
No, thank you.
None for you. Last... No. Arr, you said it. You said like a pirate. He looked at me with this squinty eye. He said, no, I'm not. I will not have the pizza. Arr. You and I will go get pirate pizza, me and you, with our squinty eyes. I'm serious. We should take a picture. This is ridiculous. Lynn, let me ask you one other question. How do you feel about 4 tickets to the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live? You can get some of your cornhole buddies and go check that out.
I could, or my grandkids would love it.
This is what I'm saying to you. Hang on one second. Somebody's going to get upgraded to the backstage VIP and get the swag and all that coming up. So, you know what we'll do? We'll slot those Monster Trucks tickets live right here. 7:40 is when we'll tell you to call. We'll play the game at 7:45-ish all this week. Okay? So you don't even have to guess.
Cool.
All this week with a 177-second survey, your chance to win, coming up about 24 hours from right now.
The way to do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the week.
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Can I ask a question that ordinarily I just hold it over until tomorrow and whatever, whatever. But we didn't get to it on the 177-second survey.
Sure.
And I think this is one of those that, again, tomorrow the story's kind of old. They're talking about doing another season of Ted Lasso. Did you ever watch it?
I didn't, but everybody that I know loved it.
Did you watch it?
I didn't get swept up in it.
So the great thing about Ted Lasso and the ending of season 3 is it was the end. Mm-hmm. They ended it really well. Everybody, Jason Sudeikis, the people who made Ted Lasso, all of the, everybody went, we're not going to do anymore.
Right.
I don't get, stop asking. And now they're signing on for season 4.
Opening the door. That's actually a tough situation because sometimes when endings are terrible, you can see, like, I won't get it started, but Game of Thrones was not a great ending to me personally. You could see how they may want to do another season, but if it ends well and it ends and it's done, it's finished, I've never heard of another season picking up after that.
Yeah, it's a money play. I think all you can do, I'm thumbs down. As the one person who saw it.
All right, you're not into it.
Oh, no, I'm total thumbs down. Just because, sure, the thought of it is nice, but they end, like, all you can do, there's no good that comes out of this. The bar is set so high for that now. Same story, they're talking about, no pun intended, they're talking about making a Toy Story 4.
And no, Toy Story 5. And it is. They are making it.
Did they already do 4?
At D23. Yeah, they did Toy Story 4.
So Quentin Tarantino, the story came out. Quentin Tarantino is not going to watch Toy Story 4 or 5, which is in the works. He says the third one is magnificent. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. And if you've seen the other two, it's just devastating. The thing is, then 3 years later or something, they do a fourth. I have no desire to see that. Mm-hmm. You literally ended the story as perfect as you could. So no. I don't care if it's good. I'm done. Did you watch 4?
Yeah, 4 was good. It made me cry. 4 made me cry more than the third one did.
Aww.
I can't keep it all straight.
The fifth one, I'm intrigued because the whole thing is now kids with technology and iPads. And I'm like, oh, that's dope.
So see, we got one vote for one vote for one and one no vote for the other one.
Yeah.
That's right. I just wanted to get that out because I figured by tomorrow people will be like, I already heard about this. Whatever. Relationship Rehab. It's 702. 364-9898. My older sister and I have always been a little heavy, like maybe 30 or 40 pounds heavier than we want to be. For short women, that can really add up.
Oh, yeah, it can.
So long story short, my sister started taking Ozempic near the beginning of the year. She's down about 20 and looks great. That's fine and wonderful, and I don't care that she's taking Ozempic. My problem is that she lies about it, which doesn't seem like a big deal. I mean, that's probably what a lot of people on Ozempic would do. But my sister is a little bit of an influencer. This is an extra question for me. She's been telling her 20,000 or so followers. She's got 20,000 followers. Does that make her an influencer?
Yes. 20,000 people. That's a good amount of people.
20,000. Does that make her an influencer?
Yes.
I'm not impressed.
You tell him, Chet.
All I did was said softly and kindly, not impressed. 20, okay, maybe. She's been telling, how many does it take to become an influencer?
10.1, baby.
Guess who? You know why she said that. Guess who has? Yeah, I don't want it. I'm okay. Somebody else can.
At Chet Buchanan.
Yeah, somebody else can have that title. I'm not. Thanks, though.
Yeah, no, I do. I think 10,000 is when you become an influencer.
Okay.
I really do.
Fair. And, okay, I say I don't care. My phone is in my hand right now looking to see if I've possibly made 10.2.
I know.
What a loser.
Not a loser.
What a loser.
It's pretty cool.
Nope, still 10.1. So she's been telling her 20,000 or so followers that she's lost weight because she walks 3 miles every day, cuts out sugary soda, and never has second helpings. It just really irks me. Not simply because she's lying, but because she's making all these women who follow her think that they can and should be able to do the same thing to lose weight, which my sister, capital letters, which my sister isn't actually doing. Look, if she just lied about it to a few friends, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But telling 20,000, all these women that's how she lost weight and making them think it should be that simple for them. Okay. I know my answer. Think
too.
That it should be that simple for them just grinds my gears, which, by the way, bonus points for using grinds my gears. Good for you. I was wondering if I'm the only person who thinks this way. Love the show. Don't say my name. Which is really funny because about three times all the way through, because you know, I always say the name.
Of course.
And then I remembered, I was like, oh, it says at the end, don't say my name, so don't say the name. We would like to hear your name and would like to hear your thoughts. 702-364-9898. Is it a problem that she's lost weight because she took Ozempic, but that she's not telling people that she took Ozempic?
Mm-hmm.
Is that truly a problem? 702-364-9898. Oh, and by the way, there's a prize involved. There is a premiere of Beetlejuice at AMC Town Square 18, Tuesday, September 3rd. You can't get in if you don't have a ticket. You can't just go buy your way in. No, you got to know somebody. You know who that person is? Michaela Gordon. You got to know Michaela to get into this thing. And we're giving you her tickets right now at 702-364-9898. Let's go.
The Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, so this is tricky. My older sister and I, she doesn't want her name on the air.
Fair.
I'm going to say up front so I don't screw it up. My older sister and I have always been a little heavy, like maybe 34, 40 pounds heavier than we want to be. And as short women, that can really add up. Long story short, sister started taking Ozempic. She's down about 20. That's cool. She's got about 20,000 followers online. And she's telling them, work out, cut out soda, you know, walk every day, that I walk 3 miles every day. I don't have second helpings. The sister who wrote the email,
mm-hmm.
She don't like that because she says it's not true because she's taking Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, look, if she just lied about it to a few friends, that's one thing. Telling all these women, her 20,000 followers, she's a bit of an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Telling all these women that's how she did it, of making them think it should be that simple for them, just grinds my gears, she says. I'm wondering if I'm the only person. You said Sophia?
Yes.
Sophia, this unnamed emailer, is she the only person that thinks this way?
No. Absolutely not.
Tell us your thoughts.
If you have that many followers, people are going to try to believe you, but eventually the truth is going to come out that she lied. She lied to them.
I have very strong feelings about this, but I want to hear from Michaela first. Not very strong. But.
I think that she needs to tell the truth. I think you could easily say her sister's being a hater, but the fact that she has 20,000 followers, and women really look to other women to be honest with how they're losing weight. I'm short. 5 pounds makes such a big difference on me, so I totally get the short thing. But lying, I just don't think is cool because it's hard enough. Women have body dysmorphia anyway. People do in general. We look to see what's working, what's not, and to say she's doing all these things and it's not the truth, I think is irresponsible with your followers. I think it's not cool.
That's so weird to me, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
Because, so you're, this is how my brain hears that, is that we're advocating for Ozempic as opposed to living a healthier lifestyle. So if she's telling people she's living a healthier lifestyle and that's how she did it, and that's how that inspires those people, I'm okay with her not, you know, I'm okay. I don't, like, whatever, dude. Like,
yeah, I hear that. But here's the thing. A lot of women also use Ozempic for things like PCOS.
Sure.
Right. And so I think that just saying, oh, I'm doing this with a healthy diet, this healthy lifestyle, advocate that all day for sure. But that's not why she's doing it. And sometimes those things, just eating healthy, isn't enough for women to lose weight, which is why we look to other women to be honest about what they're using, what they're struggling with. It's like a whole thing.
No, and I think the sister and you and Sophia and you guys are hung up on the lying.
Yeah.
On the honesty part, which I hear, the internet's not real. All of the internet's a lie. Do you not put big eyelash filter on me whenever we do internet?
Of course, but it doesn't make it okay.
I don't have giant eyelashes.
To lie. Yeah, but I don't think it makes it okay.
No, but what I'm saying is that the sister, she's mad at her and thinks she needs to come clean. Why? The internet's not real.
Yeah.
Then everybody needs to tell the truth. And who wants that? I like your filters. I like your Photoshop pictures.
Thank you so much.
Not you personally, but sure. But yours as well.
Thank you so much.
I'm speaking to the audience as a whole. Sophia, I like it when you use filters and when you make sure that picture shows you in the best light.
Yeah, but everybody knows that it's a filter compared to what she's saying. It's a lie.
Yeah, and you'll say, I mean, I personally...
For women that are older, it's not that easy just to lose weight.
It's funny. It's funny to me. But so you would rather, honest to God, you would rather she was on there going, yeah, look at me. I lost 20 pounds. I took Ozempic.
Definitely. Because even with Photoshop, women will be like, at least I will. I'll be like, yeah, I used Photoshop. I don't want women to think that that these things are unattainable when you're using Ozempic or Photoshop. Like, that's the whole fight with the Kardashians. Just be honest with what you're using so women know what's attainable and what's not.
Don't we kind of already know?
Yeah, but be honest about it.
What about my friend, Sophia? What about my friend who I saw yesterday? Because it's Mrs. America week. Chaos at the Westgate.
Obsessed.
It's out of control.
I love this.
And so, yeah. So I host Mrs. America on Wednesday. We had a little script review yesterday. Saw all my buddies. And saw one of the women who's been involved with this for years, since I've been involved. And I saw her. I said, you look really great. Good for you. And she goes, yeah, bangs are the new Botox.
It's true.
So
good for her.
All right. So Sophia, you have fun at Beetlejuice at our big premiere that's coming up on Tuesday the 3rd. Hang on for that. Okay. Yeah, let's discuss 702-364-9890. And although everybody else just bailed off the phone once they found out there's no more tickets. So if you have thoughts, I would love to hear them. Because honestly, she's advocating for healthy lifestyle. To me, that's a good thing. But maybe I'm a guy and I don't know what I'm talking about. I also understand the honesty side of it. I get it.
You gotta be honest.
702-364-9890. We would love...
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is literally... Oh, should we play? Let's do Fill in the blank. Why not? File this under... You can't do that. We all know you can't do that. But Shanisha Cobbs, she's 28 years old. She lives in the fabulous city of...
Delaware.
City?
Uh-huh.
That's a state.
Austin.
Chicago.
Okay.
Fair enough. She went to chain restaurant.
Red Lobster.
Applebee's.
Love.
So Shanisha goes to Applebee's and gets the all-you-can-eat, the $15.99 all-you-can-eat special, right?
Right.
That's your all-you-can-eat special. Shanisha decides to share her special with the rest of the table.
Uh-huh.
Put it in the middle, we're all going to eat.
Right.
Right? Manager goes, you can't do that.
Uh-huh, right, because it's all-you-can-eat. They won't make any money.
So I thought fairly, the manager goes, look, let's not go crazy here, but I'm going to charge you for
two
specials. Sure. Huh. I'll charge you for two. Fine.
Okay.
Which honestly, I think is a fair compromise. Maybe you don't understand. You didn't get the rules. All you can eat is all you can eat.
Just for you.
Not all the whole crew can eat. And I'll charge you for two of them and we'll end it right there. No, she didn't like that. And decided she wanted to fight about it.
Uh-huh.
They ended up calling the cops. So they go, hey, look, here's the deal. All you can eat means all you can eat. See, just like what I just said.
Right.
Right? We're all in agreement.
Yes.
If you don't stop, we're going to charge you with...
A crime.
Disorder. Yes.
A crime.
That's usually when they're charging them with a crime.
Yeah.
This crime ends up being, you forgot we were playing fill in the blank, didn't you? Yeah. Okay.
But I did feel like enough. I just heard you kind of give me disorderly conduct.
I could tell you by the look on your face that you were like, oh, that's right. We're playing fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They said, look, knock it off or we're going to charge you with disorderly conduct, which apparently made her even more angry.
Yeah. That set her off.
So guess what? She got arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. And her friends were like, we don't understand what the problem is here. They paid the tab and apologized and said, we don't know what her issue is.
She was the only one set off.
Yeah. Everybody else was like, everybody else was like, okay, we got busted.
Yeah, just pay it.
Or just pay it. And it's no big deal. And so they did. And she went down to the, you know, I'm sure she got released shortly thereafter, but
yeah,
still.
Well, at least she had a good meal before she went to jail.
Yeah, who wants to get cuffed and stuffed over the all you can eat? You know what I mean? The Check You Can Show.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I'm a little shocked that this wasn't a bigger story over the weekend. Parents are so, if you got a baby, baby food age, you know, eating baby.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, manufacturers of baby foods, and this shouldn't shock anybody, but they're, their food's not as healthy as they're leading you to believe.
Oh, I believe that. Don't you remember when we talked to Paris Hilton and you asked her what she was most surprised about as being a mother? And she said pureeing the food. Like she makes all
the
food.
Like she makes her own.
Yeah.
Like Paris Hilton actually makes her own baby food, which is pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Because then we were like, no, you have somebody else do it, right? She's like, no.
Uh-uh.
No, it's me. Well, a couple of years ago, researchers tested, over 650 products that sell at all the big grocery stores in the U.S.
Right.
They found that nearly 3 out of 5 failed to meet the guidelines for nutritional qualities and met none of the standards for promotion and marketing. In other words, they're misleading you.
Right. That's not shocking.
They're making claims. Most common was the food that claimed to be non-genetically modified, no GMO.
Right.
Right? Which appeared on 7 out of 10. Almost 60% were labeled organic. 25% said they contained no artificial colors or flavors. They also found that 70% of baby food failed to meet protein requirements. 44% of them had too much sugar. 1 in 4 too many calories, and 1 in 5 too salty. The pouches that everybody loves.
Oh, I love those pouches. I love them.
Well, they're not good for you either. The pouches are the worst of all of them. So take that information for what you will, and sorry to ruin your Monday.
Yeah. Puree your baby's food. That's the best bet.
Oh, sure. Like, we all have time for that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Just the more you know before we go, this would have blown my mind. You know, I could have made 1,000 guesses, and I would have been way, way wrong. Wolverine's official comic book height. What do you think it is?
6'5".
One would believe.
Right.
4'11".
Oh, you're going the other way because of my
amazement?
Just
because I saw the movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 5'3".
Really? Are you serious?
Because Deadpool and Wolverine, they kind of made the joke when Deadpool's through all the and he finds the which was an to the
no spoilers.
It's been out for a month. Spoilers. Biggest movie of the year.
Is it? Wow. Okay.
Great. Well, you know what's funny? You're not going to be the one that gets those emails. So, and by the time they've heard this, this is what's really fun. By the time they've heard this, we've bleeped all of that out.
Yeah, yeah.
We bleeped it out. I could have edited it, but it was a lot more fun to bleep it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, okay. Oh, but I just wouldn't
That's crazy. That's
I didn't
same.
Have any idea. It was like all the people that got so mad when Tom Cruise did the Jack Reacher movies. And they're like, Jack Reacher's supposed to be 6'5 and 270. That's why they say Buck and Tom Cruise, I'm just a little guy and everything. And I'm like, I don't know, the movie's still good.
Yeah.
I still liked it. And I liked the TV show with the other big dude. It was good. I liked it all. It's fine, everybody. Osama bin Laden's father, half brother, and half sister. You know how they all died?
How?
Plane crashes. Different ones. No. Is that not weird?
That's so weird.
Is that not creepy?
That's a little conspiracy for me.
Stuff. Hey, which came first, Oreos or Hydrox?
What's Hydrox?
Fake Oreos.
Well, probably the real ones then.
No, the Oreos are the knockoffs. Hydrox came first, 1908. Oreos debuted 4 years later. Oreos had better marketing. True story.
There's the lesson.
And by the way, all the East Coasters are yelling at you right now. What do you mean, what's Hydrox? Now, let's talk about Wolverine and Jack Reacher. Fake Oreos. All right, let's get out of here. Everybody have a great day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio for more Wolverine spoilers. And check out the Chet Buchanan Show.
We'll bleep those out too.
Check out the Chet Buchanan Show and the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. That's all I've got. I got a day off, baby.
Tomorrow, Centennial Hills. We'll start with our Justice for Reba shirts and flyers for you to put all over this town so we can try and get justice for Reba. More on that tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Stay strong, America. Labor Day weekend's coming. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
I love you.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is literally, should we play? Let's do Fill in the blank. Why not? This file this under, you can't do that. We all know you can't do that. But Shanisha Cobbs,
She's 28 years old. She lives in the fabulous city of...
Delaware.
City?
Uh-huh.
That's a state.
Austin.
Chicago.
Okay.
Fair enough. She went to chain restaurant.
Red Lobster.
Applebee's.
Love.
So Shanisha goes to Applebee's and gets the all-you-can-eat, the $15.99 all-you-can-eat special.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That's your all-you-can-eat special. Shanisha decides to share her special with the rest of the table.
Uh-huh.
Put it in the middle. We're all going to eat.
Right.
Right? Manager goes, you can't do that.
Uh-huh. Right. Because it's all you can eat. They won't make any money.
So he, and I thought fairly, the manager goes, look, I'm not going to, let's not go crazy here, but I'm going to charge you for
two
specials. Sure. Huh. I'll charge you for two. Fine.
Okay.
Which, honestly, I think is a fair compromise. Maybe you don't understand. You didn't get the rules. All you can eat is all you can eat.
Just for you.
Not all the whole crew can eat. And I'll charge you for two of them and we'll end it right there. No, she didn't like that. And decided she wanted to fight about it.
Uh-huh.
They ended up calling the cops. So they go, hey, look, here's the deal. All you can eat means all you can eat. See, just like what I just said.
Right.
Right? We're all in agreement.
Yes.
If you don't stop, we're going to charge you with...
A crime.
Disorder. Yes.
A crime.
That's usually when they're charging them with a crime.
Yeah.
This crime ends up being... You forgot we were playing fill in the blank, didn't you? Yeah, okay.
But I did feel like I just heard you kind of give me disorderly conduct.
I could tell you by the look on your face that you were like... Oh, that's right. We're playing fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they said, look, knock it off, or we're going to charge you with disorderly conduct, which apparently made her even more angry.
Yeah, that set her off.
So guess what? She got arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. And her friends were like, we don't understand what the problem is here. They paid the tab and apologized and said, we don't know what her issue is.
She was the only one set off.
Yeah. Everybody else was like, everybody else was like, okay, we got busted.
Yeah, just pay it.
Or just pay it, and it's no big deal. And so they did, and she went down to the, I'm sure she got released shortly thereafter, but
yeah.
Still.
Well, at least she had a good meal before she went to jail.
Yeah, who wants to get cuffed and stuffed over the all-you-can-eat? You know what I mean?
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I'm a little shocked that this wasn't a bigger story over the weekend. Parents are so, if you got a baby, baby food age, eating baby.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, manufacturers of baby foods, and this shouldn't shock anybody, but they're... their food's not as healthy as they're leading you to believe.
Oh, I believe that. Don't you remember when we talked to Paris Hilton and you asked her what she was most surprised about as being a mother? And she said pureeing the food. Like she makes all
like
the
food.
Like
she makes her own.
Yeah.
Like Paris Hilton actually makes her own baby food, which is pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Because then we were like, no, you have somebody else do it, right? She's like, no.
Uh-uh.
No, it's me. Well, a couple of years ago, researchers tested, over 650 products that sell at all the big grocery stores in the U.S.
Right.
They found that nearly 3 out of 5 failed to meet the guidelines for nutritional qualities and met none of the standards for promotion and marketing. In other words, they're misleading you.
Right. That's not shocking.
They're making claims. Most common was the food that claimed to be non-genetically modified, no GMO.
Right.
Right? Which appeared on 7 out of 10. Almost 60% were labeled organic,
25% said they contained no artificial colors or flavors. They also found that 70% of baby food failed to meet protein requirements. 44% of them had too much sugar, 1 in 4 too many calories, and 1 in 5 too salty. The pouches that everybody loves.
Oh, I love those pouches. I love them.
Well, they're not good for you either. The pouches are the worst of all of them. So take that information for what you will, and sorry to ruin your Monday.
Yeah. Puree your baby's food. That's the best bet.
Oh, sure. Like, we all have time for that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Just the more you know before we go, this would have blown my mind. I could have made 1,000 guesses, and I would have been way, way wrong. Wolverine's official comic book height. What do you think it is?
6'5".
One would believe.
Right.
4'11".
Oh, you're going the other way because of my
amazement?
Just
because I saw the movie. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 5'3".
Really? Are you serious?
Because Deadpool and Wolverine, they kind of made the joke when Deadpool's through all the and he finds which was an to the
No spoilers.
It's been out for a month. Spoilers. Biggest movie of the year.
Is it? Wow. Okay. So, okay. Great. Well, you know what's funny? You're not going to be the one that gets those emails. So, and by the time they've heard this, this is what's really fun. By the time they've heard this, we've bleeped all of that out.
Yeah.
We bleeped it out. I could have edited it, but it was a lot more fun to bleep it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Okay. Oh, but I just wouldn't
That's
have
known. That's crazy. That's
I didn't
same.
Have any idea. It was like all the people that got so mad when Tom Cruise did the Jack Reacher movies. And they're like, Jack Reacher's supposed to be 6'5 and 270. I'd like to tell you, Buck and Tom Cruise, I'm just a little guy and everything. And I'm like, I don't know, the movie's still good.
Yeah.
I still liked it. And I liked the TV show with the other big dude. It was good. I liked it all. It's fine, everybody. Osama bin Laden's father, half brother, and half sister. You know how they all died?
How?
Plane crashes. Different ones. No. Is that not weird?
That's so weird.
Is that not creepy?
That's a little conspiracy for me.
Stuff. Hey, which came first, Oreos or Hydrox?
What's Hydrox?
Fake Oreos.
Well, probably the real ones then.
No, the Oreos are the knockoffs. Hydrox came first, 1908. Oreos debuted 4 years later. Oreos had better marketing. True story.
There's the lesson.
And by the way, all the East Coasters are yelling at you right now. What do you mean, Hydrox? Let's talk about Wolverine and Jack Reacher. Fake Oreos. All right, let's get out of here. Everybody have a great day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio for more Wolverine spoilers. And check out the Chet Buchanan Show.
We'll bleep those out too.
Check out the Chet Buchanan Show and the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. That's all I've got. I got a day off, baby.
Tomorrow, Centennial Hills. We'll start with our Justice for Reba shirts and flyers for you to put all over this town so we can try and get justice for Reba. More on that tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Stay strong, America. Labor Day weekend's coming. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
I love you.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So the more you know before we go, this would have blown my mind. I could have made 1,000 guesses and I would have been way, way wrong. Wolverine's official comic book height. What do you think it is?
6'5".
One would believe.
Right.
4'11".
Oh, you're going the other way because of my amazement?
Just because I saw the movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 5'3".
Really? Are you serious?
Because Deadpool and Wolverine, they kind of made the joke when Deadpool's through all and he finds which was an to the
no spoilers.
It's been out for a month. Spoilers. Biggest movie of the year.
Is it? Wow. Okay. So, okay. Great. Well, you know what's funny? You're not going to be the one that gets those emails. So, and by the time they've heard this, this is what's really fun. By the time they've heard this, we've bleeped all of that out.
Yeah.
We bleeped it out. I could have edited it, but it was a lot more fun to bleep it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Okay. Oh, but I just wouldn't
That's crazy. That's
I didn't
same.
Have any idea. It was like all the people that got so mad when Tom Cruise did the Jack Reacher movies. And they're like, Jack Reacher's supposed to be 6'5 and 270. I'd like to tell you, Buck and Tom Cruise, I'm just a little guy and everything. And I'm like, I don't know, the movie's still good.
Yeah.
I still liked it. And I liked the TV show with the other big dude. It was good. I liked it all. It's fine, everybody. Osama bin Laden's father, half brother, and half sister. You know how they all died?
How?
Plane crashes. Different ones. No. Is that not weird?
That's so
weird.
Is that weird.
Not creepy?
That's a little
weird
conspiracy for me.
Stuff. Hey, which came first, Oreos or Hydrox?
What's Hydrox?
Fake Oreos.
Well, probably the real ones then.
No, the Oreos are the knockoffs. Hydrox came first, 1908. Oreos debuted 4 years later. Oreos had better marketing. True story.
There's the lesson.
And by the way, all the East Coasters are yelling at you right now. What do you mean, Hydrox? Now let's talk about Wolverine and Jack Reacher. Fake Oreos. All right, let's get out of here. Everybody have a great day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio for more Wolverine spoilers. And check out the Chet Buchanan Show.
We'll bleep those out too.
Check out the Chet Buchanan Show and the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. That's all I've got. I got a day off, baby.
Tomorrow, Centennial Hills. We'll start with our Justice for Reba shirts and flyers for you to put all over this town so we can try and get justice for Reba. More on that tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Stay strong, America. Labor Day weekend's coming. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
I love you.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.